All right, here we go. So there's an old saying, I know you've heard me say it before probably, that hard times create strong men. Strong men create good times. Good times create weak men, and weak men create hard times. I believe that statement rings true. And it's really a statement that talks about the cycles of culture, any culture, that shows that people will rise to their circumstances and that when we go through hard times, we focus on what's really important, really true. And then by doing so, the cultural character is strengthened. But when times are easy, well, people get soft. They lose focus. Too often they begin to major in the minors by focusing their energies on things that don't build good character. And that creates more hard times, and then the cycle starts over. Unfortunately, I believe that we are seeing so much in our current battles against woke culture that I believe it's evident that we as a nation, as a culture, have just had it too easy for a while. As a result, too many have lost their focus, and trivial matters have become the order of the day. I think I may have told you in the past, but I'll just remind you again, I have a friend who many years ago took a trip to the former Soviet Union. It was the era of glasnost in which the Iron Curtain was starting to fall, but yet there was still an air of secrecy and difficulty, especially for Christians. My friend told me that he met with members of an underground church, and while he was there, and he was doing so, he told one lady, "In America, we are praying for you." Her response was shocking, and I've never forgotten it. She replied, "Oh no, we're praying for you in America because you have it too easy." This is from a lady who had faced actual persecution, actual risk of imprisonment from meeting with others to share a faith-based experience. But she knew the secret. It was their shared risk, the hard times they were in, that grew their character and strengthened their faith. And that lady knew that if we have it too easy here in America, that our faith can slide as we lose focus and begin to major in the minors. It reminded me of another experience. In Afghanistan, at the start of the war, I lived among the Afghan people of the northern provinces. Over time, as I grew used to some of what I was seeing and interacting with every day, I began to notice more and more details. One of those details was how many mud brick houses in the more rural areas had whole walls that were covered in what looked like round mud patties. Now, keep in mind, mud brick houses were already an indication you're among the poorest of the poor, right? They're making bricks out of mud. Anyone can make mud bricks and build a wall, but if you had money, you paid for fired bricks that were baked in a kiln, and unlike mud bricks, fire bricks could last forever. So very often on the sides of the walls of a dilapidated dwelling made out of mud bricks, I would see these round patties. They looked like frisbees made of mud. And they lined the walls, and they were usually on the sunny side of the building, like stuck in row after row after row. Sometimes dozens of these round dried patties were all stuck to a wall. So one day I asked one of my interpreters about him. He said, "Oh, sir, those are tapi." Tapi, T-A-P-I, tapi. Tapi, as I came to understand it, is just animal dung. It's been collected, mashed, stomped on, just to make it kind of a uniform consistency. They add straw to it to give it body. They flatten it out into flat discs and then stick it on the walls to dry. And in the colder months, tapi is burned in the homes for heat. Stoves burned tapi for cooking. There were people who made tapi patties and actually sold them for food money. On one hand, we would use the idea as a joke. Sometimes we'd call each other tapi heads or complain the food was nothing but tapi on a plate. But the reality of tapi, though, has stuck with me for all these years. You see, these are people who knew of no other means to cook or provide heat than to do so by hand-collected animal waste, dried in the sun, stuck on the sides of their house to dry out, and burned for fuel. Now, recently I read a story about a researcher in England who declared that people who bring cake to the office for their coworkers are actually causing harm. So now cake is a woke issue, appears. Another story, I ran across a state attorney general who was taking action over a drag queen presentation at a middle school breakfast event that parents had not been apprised of in advance. Yeah, so like, when did it become okay to circumvent parents on issues? Any issues? I saw another story about a 10-year-old, who has allegedly been a transgender activist since he was just 5, and he's moving to another state to get away from so-called transphobics in his community. Let me just suggest it was his activist mother that made him an activist at 5 years old, and that 5-year-olds don't move themselves across state lines. And let me also suggest, though, the society that has 10-year-old transgender activists, fears cake, and prefers the rights of drag queens over parents is a society that has lost its way and become so soft that they are now having to invent their own hardships. You see, in a country where they burn tapi for heat, they major on the majors. In a country where they burn tapi for heat, they would love to have some of the extra cake that people in our country take to their coworkers. But in a country where it's become commonplace for small children to be seen as hero activists by telling the world that boys can be girls, that's a classic case of majoring in the minors, because we have become so culturally soft that we no longer see the need to have to major on the majors. And the signs of the times, y'all, they're everywhere. Yes, there is resistance to such wokeisms, I get it, and I'm glad this show has the chance to provide some air cover to those who want to push back on it all. But make no mistake, the underlying thread is not just the agendas of this group or that group or who got elected or whether libraries ought to have sex books in the children's sections or whether we can get to net zero emissions by 2035 or whether they can convince us that eating bugs is as good as bacon or that cow flatulence is destroying us all. Those are just symptoms. Those are symptoms of a larger problem. Those are symptoms that clearly indicate that the sweet lady in the underground church in the Soviet Union was right, that perhaps in America we've got it too easy. Because we've got it too easy, we're creating soft, weak people. People who choose to major in the minors and create solutions for all the problems they invent. I personally don't want to see us get to the point that says we have clearly gone so far that we have entered into that part of the cycle of culture where good times create weak men and weak men create hard times. We need people who are strong enough in character to tell all the toppy heads to quit majoring in the minors. And that's a wrap for the Right Side Way. Yeah, I mean, it's such a first world problem, man. Can't bring cake that's harmful. 10-year-old transgender activists moving across state lines. And meanwhile, you got churches around the world that are persecuted for their faith, and people in Afghanistan and other places that burn animal dung for fuel. I'm just telling you, majoring in the minors or majoring in the majors. Bunch of toppy heads. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We will be right back.